Well, tonight on the podcast, ladies and gentlemen, so we have Merrick Garland. He's the head of the Department of Justice under Joe Biden's Department of Justice. And he says that he's going to go after certain laws because he feels that voting rights is under attack. Anytime that they are talking about voting rights, and they always throw us in it like we don't have our voting rights at all. But I want you to hear what he says that his Justice Department is going to start doing right before the election. Let's go ahead and roll that.
Right to vote is still under attack. And that is why the Justice Department is fighting back. That is why one of the first things I did when I came into office was to double the size of the voting section of the Civil Rights Division. That is why we are challenging efforts by states and jurisdictions to implement discriminatory, burdensome, and unnecessary restrictions on access to the ballot, including those related to mail-in voting, the use of drop boxes, and voter ID requirements. That is why we are working to block the adoption of discriminatory redistricting plans that dilute the vote of black voters and other voters of color.
Now, if you looked at the optics of that, he's announcing that now churches and places like that's supposed to be a 501c3. And 501c3 don't supposed to have any kind of things with political. It don't. But it's amazing how the Democrats get away with that. I believe these churches should be losing their 501c3 status for having politicians come into their churches. You're supposed to be talking about the Lord. And didn't the Bible teach you that to not be involved with man's politics or be involved with God's politics? It's just very, very interesting. But right before a time that everyone goes to the polls, we know certain states have adopted voter ID laws. Now, voter ID laws is this. Before you're allowed to vote, they will say, hey, let's talk about myself. Last time I went and voted, I said, yeah, I'll come to the vote. And say, okay, sir, you have your ID? So I gave them my driver's license. They took my driver's license, they scanned it, and then everything checked out. Gave me a paper that has a code on it. So I took the paper with the code. I went to the voting booth, entered that code number they gave me. Boom, it pops up. Tell me about, you know, I'm about to vote, everything. And then they give me all the candidates, and then I can press the button of who I want to vote for. Very, very simple process. And then I left out, and then that was the end of it. That simple. There was no Klan out there trying to stop me from going in there to vote. There was no neo-Nazis out there that was trying to stop me from voting. They didn't have no white supremacist biker gangs out there ready to tear me limb from limb if I attempted to vote. It was none of that. It was just I went in, gave them my ID, I went out. So how is that discriminatory? So by that logic, it's discriminatory for the airlines. When you go fly and go somewhere, anywhere in the continental United States, wherever the world, it's discriminatory for that then, right? It's racist or whatever, right? Because when you go fly whatever airline, you bought the ticket. What's the first thing they ask you? Can I see your ID? Why? Just to verify it's the person that's on the ticket, right? So none of that's discriminatory. Matter of fact, being ID'd is even part of federal law. Even when you get past there. So I guess the TSA is discriminatory, right, Merrick Garland? Because when you go to the TSA, they want to see your ticket and they want to see your ID too. So by that logic, that's discriminatory. I already gave my ID to the airline person. Now I got to give it to the TSA as well. So I got discriminated against twice in the airport. My God, well, if that's the case, I need to start filing lawsuits, discrimination lawsuits, because they ID'd me. Is that what you're saying? Because, hey, if I can get paid, I won't mind. You understand? Or if you walk into, let's say, a lounge or a club or whatever, and it's 21 and up. So I guess for them checking your ID, that's discriminatory, right? Because they shouldn't be checking your IDs. I mean, this is what y'all go on. Now, let's go to the next thing he talks about. Mail-in ballots. Why do someone like myself need to be mailing in a ballot? I'm able-bodied to get my behind up and go to the voting place. Matter of fact, they literally got a voting place right around the corner from me, literally. So I need to mail in a ballot. I can't go around the corner and go vote. That's what I want to go do. Mail-in ballots has always traditionally been for the military, because the military is overseas and not in the country. So they want to participate in elections. So they vote and then they mail their ballots in, right? Mail-in ballots also has been for the elderly, the sick and shut in, because they can't actually physically leave the house, but they want to vote. So that's very understandable. But somebody that's healthy and able-bodied saying that we need to be doing mail-in ballots, and on top of mail-in ballots, you need to go do voter drop-off. Okay, so we write it down and drop it off, drop-off boxes. Listen, and I got to be careful how I say this because of the platform I'm on. Y'all want to do that? And the reason why he wants to challenge all these laws is because last time those things assisted, and I'm going to use the term assisted, Joe Biden getting elected. I'm going to put it like that. And they fear that a lot of people is not going to vote for Joe Biden. They're not going to get up out of their house and go to the election booth and go vote for him. They've been trying, think about it. They've been trying their best to stop Trump from being even on the ballot. They put all those charges on him. They was hoping that they'd have him convicted before, definitely before Super Tuesday, which is today. And Colorado tried to get him off the ballot. Supreme Court said, no, you can't do that. So that effectively shut all that stuff down, right? Which was the right move to make, because if they could take Trump off the ballot, then all the Republican states going to take Biden off the ballot. You know, and then you're going to have a constitutional crisis at that point, right? Because now states are just kicking whoever they want off the ballot because they may not like the guy or like the lady. You understand? So that would have been a problem. So they was right on that. So the Democrats do not want to say, you know what, let the American people decide if they want Trump or Biden, because they fear that Donald Trump is going to be a repeat of 2016. Basically, that's what they fear. They fear that. So this is the Hail Mary that they got in their back pocket. Well, let's go ahead on and sue all these states like my state, Texas, for having voter ID laws. Let's sue Georgia. Let's sue all these states, because how dare they say that people should have an ID? See, I'm going to tell you what a lot of that is. See, all those about 7 million migrants that came in here underneath Joe Biden because he's opened the floodgate. If you don't have voter ID laws to prove you are a citizen, he could pay them people off to go vote. They'll go do it because they want money. See, that's why. See, voter ID, you got to have an ID that can be checked. They don't want no. See, when they try to say that voter ID is discriminatory and it's against black people, they don't care about black people. Every black person I know got a driver's license or they have a state ID. Now, what the states that have voter ID laws should do, they should say, okay, well, look, if you don't have an ID, come get you a state ID for free. Get it for free. It's on us. That way he can't say it's no excuse for somebody not to have a state ID, at least a state ID, right? Because you can use a state ID, driver license, you can use a passport, things like that to go vote. But they try to use us because we're the only people that have been discriminated against when it comes to voting. It's us. When it comes to even gerrymandering, it's us. So they're always going to be using us and try to use us so they can finesse and use migrants to keep them in power. Because see, the Democrats at this point is extremely desperate. They're desperate for power. They're desperate to stay in office. They know a lot of people are upset with them. They have literally ruined everything in this country. They ruined it. People can't afford food. People can't afford housing. People can't buy a house because they won't lower the interest rates where it's affordable for people to buy. People having to work 2 and 3 jobs because they can't make it. And it's underneath the Democrats' leadership. It's underneath them. But yet, we're supposed to go out there and vote for them in November. That's what we supposed to go do. When you're looking at the results, now if they had good results, then it would be they wouldn't be in no problems. But Joe Biden is the modern day Jimmy Carter. And you know the Jimmy Carter administration, how he ruined a lot of things in America. But according to what a lot of economists saying, that Joe Biden is worse than the Jimmy Carter administration, based off how the country is and based how people are living. Then when they're touting, oh, a lot of we the job numbers went up, people getting back to work, and then they come out and say, yeah, because people working two and three jobs. It's not like a bunch of people getting jobs. They have to work two and three jobs. And it's a shame that people have to work two and three jobs to make it. Two or three jobs? When one point in time in this country, you can work one job. Listen, one job working 40 hours a week or you work 50 hours, 60 hours a week should be enough. You should not have to be working two and three jobs to make it. I'm sorry. You shouldn't have to. A full-time job should be enough to pay your bills, all your bills, have some money left over, and enough to save money, go on vacation, whatever. Now a 40-hour job these days, so-called full-time, is like a part-time job these days because people cannot make it. And some people are trying to work two full-time jobs, tearing your health up because you're not sleeping like you're supposed to. You're not eating right because you don't have time to eat right. You're going to have to go to fast food or somewhere just to get something real quick. You can't eat right. You're not sleeping right. You're not eating right. You're tearing your health up. You're not going to be here long. But these doggone politicians, they're going to outlive you because they're not out there working two or three jobs. They're not eating a bunch of fast food. They're not taking, they're out there taking vacations. Look at them. The government can shut down. They don't care. They're taking their time off. They need their sessions and their time off, and they have to go on their vacations and their pampering and all that stuff while the American people sometimes can't afford to take a vacation. Some people work through their vacation because they say, what's the point of taking vacation time? I'm not going to go nowhere. I'm just going to sit at home, so I might as well just go to work. That's what the Democrats don't mind happening for American citizens. Democrats have attacked small business in this country. They don't care about the small business owner. The people who making $400,000 to $1 million, that's small business. That's not big business. Biden lied when he said he was going to go after the big companies and make them pay their fair share. Then turn around his IRS with his leadership wants to go after people making $400,000 to $1 million. That is not going after the Jeff Bezos of the world who's making $7 million an hour. That, you know what I'm saying? That's the people you want to go after. No, you want to go after the mom and pop. That's what it is to them, mom and pop. This guy is in the Democrat Party are traitors to the American people, traitors to small business, traitors to people that just want an American dream. And on top of all these problems, they're stacking migrants on top. But we're supposed to go out and vote for Democrat in November. Right, right. Don't let them black people use our community for their benefit. Voter ID laws, there's nothing wrong with that. It's not anti-black racism. If it was anti-black racism, I'll be the first one to say it's anti-black racism. I've talked about racism for years, and I'm not going to stop talking about racism. But this is not anti-black racism. This right here. Now, why don't Merrick Garland go investigate these banks, how they're denying black Americans home loans? Why don't he go investigate those banks? Why don't he go investigate them for denying business loans to black Americans? See, that's something he can go do. And I'll be behind him all day to go do that. You understand? But see, he don't want to go investigate that, where he can help black Americans get homes. He's not trying to investigate that. Oh, but he wants to go challenge states so you can go out there and go vote Democrat. Or so people who just came over here can be finessed to go over there without an idea or whatever and go vote Democrat to keep them in power. You put Biden back in office, they say about 7 million or so came in, it'll be 14 million by the time he get out. You better believe that. And then you'll be like, what happened to America? Because bringing in all these different people is going to change the complete culture of America. You're going to be bringing in a bunch. It's a lot of things you're bringing in that you don't realize is here. And even right now, the FBI is talking about it, looking for some Iranian assassins that came into this country because they're talking about trying to get people in the, that was in the Trump administration for the strike they did in Iran. How did that guy, how did they get in this country? How did they get in? How you have Iranian assassins roaming our country? Yeah, the FBI looking for them, but still, how did they get in here? Our systems are too lax. Too many people can just walk across the border, do whatever they want to do. But I bet you if they were black, they wouldn't get away with it. Oh, no. See, when you have a lighter skin, you can get away with a whole lot more in this country. But when you're black, and I tell them that, see, all that anti-black racism is going to be your undoing. Because while you watching us and trying to make sure you lord and master over us, them other groups that you letting in here, all them other groups that you letting in here, see, they going to be your undoing. It won't be Black America. Black America is invested into America. These other groups not. They don't care about causing calamity in here. They don't care about causing chaos here. They don't care about any of that. Because look what they did in their own homeland, some of them. Why in the world would they come here and treat it better than where they come from? But they'll learn their lesson. And when they do, I'm going to say, mm-hmm. Don't come look at us now. Because see, we was your best friend. Black America been their friend. And they've done nothing but treat us bad. But watch, they'd embraced all these other groups. You're going to see. And when that happens, I'm just going to be here for it too. I'm going to say, yep, that's what y'all get.